Happy Wednesday, everyone. Oh my God, these weeks are going by so fast. So I should say the days because I feel like I just did this. Oh goodness. I guess so one of my friends actually goes, I posted on Instagram how I'm doing the podcast, and she's like, podcast? And I'm like, yeah, you know, just took my love of talking shit and made it into a hobby that I thoroughly enjoy. It scares the crap out of me, but I enjoy it. So let's see. Okay, I asked when someone suggested, let's talk about Love Island. Holy cow, this season ended and I totally binge watched it, like I told you guys last week, except for obviously the episodes that air daily. I'm obsessed with Leah and Miguel. I feel like they should have won. I'm sorry. I just wanted them to win. Cordell and Serena were cute or whatever, but no, they were not for me. Something about it, I just they look they grew up together and they were childhood best friends and then got together, which I kind of, you know, we all love that story. But no, I don't know, something about it just wasn't there for me. Leah and Miguel, on the other hand, I love how goofy yet sincere they were, and they had something. And then every time Janae and Kenny spoke, Kenny was so thoughtful with his words and everything. It was honestly the cutest thing ever, especially for someone to be so young and be able to express themselves so clearly to someone of the opposite sex, I should say to their partner. But holy cow, every time she would talk about oh, we're getting married and stuff, you could see his eyes it's so big. I'm like, girl, you're going way too fast. Let's see how life is after you guys leave the villa, because it's a lot. I'm sorry, you're just in this villa just with this person, you're not talking, there's no outside distractions, no TV, no other interests or anything like that. Yeah, they dropped those bombshells, whatever, but you guys have been all lovey-dovey, hooked up, coupled up for so long that it was hard for even any bombshell to turn heads. But yeah, and then what was the other couple? Kendall and Nicole. They're cute. I love how they really did stick it out, but they were just not my favorite. I'm glad they got fourth place. I feel bad because I guess you could tell they really wanted to win, but they weren't giving it to me. I was telling my friend, I really hated how he acted in Casa, egging on his friends, yeah, do this. Don't get me wrong, I do believe you should be there and support your friend. When he was telling when Kendall was telling Cordell, Serena doesn't give you the attention that Deja's giving you, and this is not. And you know what? Yes, you're right about that. I agree with you on that. But how you went about supporting your friends was the part. Jumping up and down, trying to. And it felt to me a little disrespectful. Yo, these girls are supposed to be your friends. How are you gonna say that? And then when they're not around, act like a fool. That's where I was don't really agree. What else? Oh my goodness. And then I'm watching, obviously, House of Dragons, everyone else. What is up with it? To me, it's so slow. I feel nothing is happening at this, all these episodes. And, just finally when we had, Rhaenyra, the queen that never was, and Maelys, go to war and they die. I honestly feel they died for nothing, because guess what? The next episode fell flat. Yo, let's start throwing, I don't know. Go out there. Catch them off guard. Let's, Game of Thrones is known for killing off those people that you fall for, but right now I have no connection towards anybody. Yeah, what's it called? Aegon's son died. He was with his heir. He got killed by the rat catchers. And guess what? I kind of really didn't care. I cared more when they kicked the dog, because I had no emotional connections to these kids whatsoever. Now, if you tell me when any of those Stark boys were dying, that hurt my soul. I was not expecting those. Every single one of them, even if I kind of hinted that they were about to die or whatever, it still hurt. When Ned Stark died, my jaw dropped. I shed a tear. These people, I'm just okay, now it's about to get good. But nothing. They're giving me nothing. Yes, the dragons, they're when they fight, it's gruesome, whatever. But again, at the end of the day, I'm just come on. Let me feel something. I'm supposed to be emotionally invested. I'm going to keep watching it because now there's only two episodes left. But again, still, give me something to work with. Something. So I honestly felt such burnt out from, I was working obviously at the Federal in the morning, and then I would go get Mari from school, drop her off, and then I would go work at Boatyard at night. And then now that I don't have like that rush to go do all these things, I don't know. It's kind of scared to go back to my regular school year routine, especially now that I'm working at like New Bay, and I kind of like it. It's just those hours are so long. It's very like cocktail servery-ish. It's not as many steps of service as a Boatyard, which is not a very nice break. I'll give them that. Like, if it's just really nice, but like, oh. And then for some reason, like, I got like the menu down, but for I can't, like, those like cocktails do not stick in my head. I don't know what it is. Like, am I getting too old? Oh, and that's another thing. I actually do feel old while I'm there. I don't physically feel old. Like, you tell me, I am a 26, 35 year old. I'll even push it to 27. But I don't feel like I'm closer to 40. Like, I've never felt that way. My body, honestly, I never like, oh, my back, my knee, or this and that. Unless, like, I work, like, really long hours and, like, my shoe sucks. But, I mean, that's to be expected. I'm in the biz. But still, like, I don't wake up with, like, aches and pains. Like, I always said, like, I'm pretty good. But being around all these, like, 22, 23-year-olds, it kind of makes me a little insecure. I won't lie about that. And it's very scary. Because, again, I never felt that way before. But, yeah. And then I also have Taste, which is so cool. Because, like, working an event all the time. And the events, for the most part, are pretty easy. Except when you have, like, difficult guests. But, like, again, you paid for this experience. Like, I can't do anything about it. Like, that's the menu. You chose to come. Like, there's no, like, let's whip up something for else different for you in the back. Like, so that's pretty good. And then, oh, tomorrow I'm going to get to go celebrate Christmas in July, which I'm so excited to hang out with all of my Boatyard friends. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in so long. And it's been, like, maybe, I think, 2 weeks now since we had our beach day, which got ruined by stupid rain because we were having a grand old time. But that's about it. Oh, my dog's crazy. But that's about it. Like, nothing else is really going on. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Oh, Amari and I went and got our nails done yesterday. She wanted a match. She picked our color and everything. I actually really did like the salon. I don't remember the name of it, but I really did enjoy it. They, like, took us, like, they made, I told her, I was like, oh, I want her to feel like, you know, she's getting a lot done. And, like, the lady did. Like, it gold-soaked her feet, you know, cleaned it out. Like, it was just the cutest thing ever. And she's like, can we go there again? And I'm like, great. I'm creating a little mini monster. But, yeah. I mean, Cleon was the first one to take her. So, technically, he started it. But, yeah, it was actually really fun to go together. I think, what else? There's really nothing else going on. But, yeah, guys. That's it for today's little Wednesday podcast. But I mean, I probably will do another one later in the week, depending, to see if I can start, since I'm doing them so small, like little, you know, 8 minute ones, 10 minutes, that I can probably get another one out, just to should talk about how Christmas in July was, or get other people on it. We'll see. But you guys have a blessed week. Ugh, I hope I get to do this more often, because I really do enjoy it. All right, guys. Bye. Till next time.